I was wondering about that myself. Is this Yechuk and Palach together or separate?
I think when they repeat together, that depends on
a lot of factors on that one.
Yeah, I'll have a look. 1 second. When the Shavuos
Good, because I only made the packet of Chukat, and then I'll make Balach separate.
Okay. Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the other
one. Rabbi, we want to welcome our friend Rabbi Goldstein, and again, with Shem and Chama, just got up from Shiva, and he's, you know, the Chumash Yom should be Eloi Nishmas, your father.
Thank you.
What was his name? Is
Yehudalei
Ben
Natan
Nasa Nata. Okay, and Rabbi Goldstein is definitely the impetus for me continuing to give the Chumash Yom throughout the summer. The old days, Emor, you know, that's when the semester ended, by Emor. So then, after Emor, I didn't give until like Shoftim or A or something like that, whenever the next semester would begin. But the past couple of years now that I've been going straight.
Last summer I went straight, the summer before that went almost straight.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Goldstein is definitely the impetus. Okay. The Pasuk says in Parshas Va'aloscha, Vayimru Anoshim Ha'eila Ilov Anachnu Temeim Ha'nefesh Odom Lama Nigara Ligolti Hakrivas Korban Hashem B'Mo'odo B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. Whereas he said, we're Tomei, but why should we lose out? Right? Why should we lose out on the Mitzvah Korban Pesach? And we know the Gemara in Sukkah on page 2 and 3 says, Ayin Anoshim Hashim Temeim, what were they doing? They were either Nosei Aron or Shal Yosef, right? That's Divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva Omer. It was Mishal Bel Tzafan, Oskim Benodav Aviyu. So there's a very, to me, a very powerful Sforno. The Sforno says so much. You should know, I'll tell you something interesting. We're about to say, you know, the Mashkiach in YU used to be Rav Lessen. Rav Lessen. He was from Slobodka. He was the father-in-law of Rav Avigdor Miller. He was the Mashkiach before Rabbi Blau in YU. And I was just discussing with Rabbi Cohen once. They have those shmuzin from him. But one of his main things that he would quote in his shmuzin was Sfornos. I think Rabbi Cohen said, never Ramban for some reason, but Sfornos. That would be like a springboard of his Musa Shmuzin. Sfornos. So the Sforno here, I think, says four lines, which I think all of life, this could be your directive for all of life. Okay? That's what he says. Me'elcha shahaisatum aseinu l'dvar mitzvah, lama te'agarer savera. Meaning like this. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. So it doesn't make sense that we did a mitzvah. We did Ratzon Hashem, and then we're going to lose out on another mitzvah? It doesn't make sense. Because, way titled it. Mikayim mitzvah lo yachzur kol tov. So that's the taina. Lama nigora. How could it possibly be? Mela, if we were doing something for our own volition, for our own hanah. So, okay, we've been doing it for ourselves, so then we lost out. But here we've been doing it for Kvod Hashem, for the mitzvah. So it doesn't make sense that we should lose out on another mitzvah. And that's the thing with Tehillim, page 5. Kfirim Rosh Va'eira V'dorshe Hashem L'yachzur Chol Tov. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rav Goldbach Zatzal, always liked to quote this Mishnah, because he always used to discuss the Bar to Nura, two things, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, and schar mitzvah. What's the difference between mitzvah gereres mitzvah? So he said that mitzvah gereres mitzvah, Bar to Nura says on page 7, kach min hogel shal olam. Osa mitzvah achas, noch lo lasa zacher. In other words, mitzvah gereres mitzvah means that if you're a person who is murgal to do mitzvahs, you're going to want to do more. But schar mitzvah is something else. Shemin hashamayim misayim zman. If Hashem sees that you're a person who likes mitzvahs, He'll make sure that the future mitzvahs will be coming your way. So that's the same idea that, like the Sforna says. If we were doing a mitzvah, it doesn't make sense we should lose out on a mitzvah. We did the Arona Shel Yosef, we should lose out on the Korban Pesach. It doesn't make sense. That was the Taina. So the Shem Yishmuel, he quotes the different Midrashim. The Midrash says, on page 9, in the second line, Vayimas v'ol Yosef b'schus asmosecha heim osim Pesach chatem. That b'schus asmos Yosef, we got Pesach sheni. So what's the pshat here? So the Shem Yishmuel on page 13 says the following. He quotes the Sforna. The Sforna says so much in so few words. You know what I mean? That's the soda life. Don't think, in other words, you're going to do mitzvahs and you're going to lose out on it. I'll tell you, before we see this Shem Yishmuel, there's a gra that I heard originally from Rav David Cohen from Brooklyn, quoted the gra. And I quoted in my sefer, in my brothers quoted it. He says, Pshat, k'chosal aner, k'chosal asher, k'chosal psil chayev. So a person says, he's in the room, so he has the Shabbos candles. That's page 15, is the gra. So the Mishnah is page 14, and the Gemara is page 15. Stay Eliyahu. So what does it mean? Kichos. Hikshu amafarshim. Tayel lochtov chosol aner. Chosol Hashem. Lo kichos. Meaning you're chos. You're blowing it out so you won't lose out on the oil. So he says a beautiful idea. He says, the Gemara says in Beitza, Hotza also shall odom tsuvim lo rosh hashanah. Means all what you're going to earn in the year, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to earn a certain amount, is the side of Rosh Hashanah. Chutz mei Hotzah Shabbos V'Yontif. But Hotzah Shabbos V'Yontif is fluctuating. That if you're going to be Mosif, you'll get more. And if you be Pokus, you'll get less. So that's the fluidity. Nimtza, Shihim Hayamamin Be'muna Shleim, Kedivei Chazal, Lo Yachos Al Aner. In other words, if he was, because it's not going to, in other words, it's a dimyon. You think you're going to save money by blowing it out, it's a dimyon. That's kichos. You think you're saving money. That's the same thing. The guy opens his store on Shabbos. You think you're going to get money from that, and it's not going to work. Because, and the guy who's not, doesn't have a store open, so he's losing out, he's not losing out. Anyone who's thinking he's saving as a result of that, no. If you're going to lose that money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to give it back to you because you don't lose for Hotzah Shabbos and Yontif. Because Dor She Hashem Le'ach Sukhatov, that's Lama Nigora. You don't lose. You never lose. You only lose if you do things that are not within the Torah. Then you lose. But you think you're doing it stealing so you shouldn't lose. No, then you'll lose. But if you do the Derech HaEmes, Derech HaYashar, Dor She Hashem Le'achzor Kol Tov. So that's what the people asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nigar. So now let's see what the response was. Look at page 13. So he quotes this for, no, then he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. So he says like this. Okay, so what was the kash? Okay, lama nigar, but the bottom line is they're tomei. So what's hine Yosef hishbia as his? Oh, so he says like this. Hine Yosef hishbia as Yisrael shalom as asmos of imam. Yosef said he made them take a shvua that they're going to take his atzamos. So therefore, whoever was carrying the Atzmos Yosef was representing Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael had this chiyuv, so it's a shvua of Klal Yisrael. So they thought maybe they should have a din of tzibur. Because how many people took Atzmas Yosef? I don't know, 10 people say. But Klal Yisrael was Mashbiya, so it was all the Klal Yisrael. They're representing Klal Yisrael. So maybe, therefore, it should have a din like Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Because these 10 people are representing the Mekiyim of the Shvuah of Klal Yisrael. So Memeil, Tumah is the Chuyah B'Tzibur. So that was their time. It wasn't just Sam, Mamma Nikara, but we have rules in Halacha. No, but they're saying even more. There was never time, then it should be a tzibur. So what was the answer? The answer is, it was this Pesach Sheni. In other words, there are two levels of the tzibur. Tzibur Mamish. When is a tzibur Mamish? So then there's no din of Pesach Sheni by tzibur Mamish. When the tzibur, there's no din of Pesach Sheni by tzibur. So then you do it with Pesach Rishon. But these people who maybe had a din, either it's a tzibur, so then there's a din of Pesach Sheni, that's why they didn't have Pesach Rishon. Because for them there is a Pesach Sheni, because they have a ki'ilu there at Tzibur, but they're not at Tzibur Mamsh. And that's why it was, the Medrash says, B'schus Yosef, that we have Osim Pesach Chatan, because Yosef, you know, the Medrash says, Shahoda Ba'artso, Nigbar Ba'artso. So, right, so the other Medrash says that, famous Medrash that says that, that Yosef, Hoda Bartzo, Ruki giving one Ish Ivri. They called him an Ish Ivri, and he didn't protest. Moshe Rabbeinu, they called it's Ish Mitzri, and then he didn't protest. So Mamela, he lost out to be in Eretz Yisrael. But so meaning that Yosef had the right to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So then he had a right to Mashbiyah, and that's how the whole din of Pesach Sheni came out. So in the Mela, they didn't lose out because they got a din of Pesach Sheni, so they shouldn't lose out. And the only the Havamina was that maybe they don't need Pesach Sheni, they can get Pesach Rishon because it's Tuma Hutra Nechuyev Tzibur. And it's interesting. You know, you look on page 19 to the Sefer Rinas Yitzchok. Yitzchok Sirotskin wrote on Tehillim. Darshi Hashem lo yachzur chol tov. So part of this Darshi Hashem means you do the right thing, you spend money on mitzvahs, you'll get it back. Don't ever think that you're doing something right, proper thing, and you're spending money that you're losing out from it. And if you do something wrong, then you lose out. And if, in other words, so lama nigara, we did the right thing, so we shouldn't lose. So Hashem says, you're right, you won't lose. You'll get Pesach Sheni, it'll work out that way. They just have a meaning, they should also be able to do Pesach Rishon. But there's another aspect to this. He quotes the Rinas Yitzchak, that the Shalah, on the Pas, asks on the Pas, Dorshi Hashem Lechso Chol Tov. What's this Lashon Chol Tov? It's a difference when you say Dorshi Hashem Yelahem Kol Tov. What's the lashon from the negative? Well, they won't be lacking. So he said the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah of Yovel writes Lo Shevin Levi Bavad Al Kol Ish Bikol Bo'ei Ha'olam Asher Nidva Rucho V'Hevinu Midaito. Anyone who's going to be like Sheva Levi will be taken care of. You want to see the Lashon? Here, take a look on page 16. The famous Rambam, the end of Shemitah of Yovel. There's a whole discussion. I was speaking to Rav Moshe Fisher. What does Ba'i Olam mean? So they like to talk about this, whether Ba'i Olam means even Goyim or it means only Israel. Is that Lashon Ba'i Olam? I once heard of Aaron Adler speak about this, and I've spoken to Rav Moshe Fisher, who's spoken to me about it recently. So it says, he can take away all his all and live a life of Kodesh Kodashim. So what is he going to get? So, it's interesting. It doesn't say, he points out, that he's going to be a multimillionaire. Now, if you're going to learn, you're going to, Hashem will just make you multi-billion. But what? Because the Rambam says, "Ein divrei Torah miskayem mishamar patzmo." So he says like this, etc. He says, if you have that, you live that life, so then you don't need as much. He's saying, like, if a person has too much gashmius, the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah that takes away from Torah. So he says you're going to need you won't lack anything you need to continue living that Torah life. But if you have too much riches, that could be monea. So it's interesting. Don't think there's an equation. So that's what it means. Lo yachzur kol tov. You won't. No, it's not that you're going to have kol tov. It doesn't mean that you're going to have all the things that a multimillionaire has, but you won't be lacking anything that you'll need to continue this lifestyle. That's how he explains the. But that's and what he says in Rav Elio Laplian that explains this that. That's mistopic. He gives you a mashal of Eliyahu Laplian on page 22. Amar mashal nivmerz lechad sheyotzei mibeis chaveiro. A person came to his friend's house. Page 22, last paragraph. A friend comes to his friend's house. He says, "Yomer b'chotzer oylo l'zeh shalor izi afil sam refuachas v'eso." I didn't see any medicine in his house. I was there for Shabbos. In his house, I didn't see any medicine. So they said, "What's your problem? Why are you upset about that?" If he was sick and he doesn't have medicine, that would be a problem. But he's okay. He doesn't need the medicine, so it's good. So he says like this: a person comes into a Ben Torah's house. And he sees he doesn't have TV, he doesn't have all these luxuries. So he says, "Oh, I feel bad, he doesn't have all these things." But fakir, he's a Talmud Chacham, so he's happy not to have these things, because these things are going to take him away. Dorshe Hashem will not lack anything that they need. Just like a person's healthy, so he doesn't need the refuah. He doesn't need the trufah. So it's good. What are you worrying about him that he doesn't have? So that's the idea. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to make sure, like the Bar Tanur says, mitzvah, schar mitzvah, mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, Hashem will see it, that you, min HaShemayim, they'll be mazmin you another mitzvah. And you won't. And that's the svorah. Lama nigora. How could it possibly be? I did a mitzvah and I'm lacking out. It will never happen. And then the other thing is from the man's perspective. That if a person is Doresh Hashem, it doesn't say yellow kol tov, but lo yachzur kol tov. He won't lack anything that he needs to continue to be Doresh Hashem. Because if you say stam, Hashem will then shower him with all these things that could distract him. People think just because that a person has all the wealth in the world, so we don't see all these the biggest wealthier people. That's the biggest talmidei chacham. It usually doesn't work that way, because dor she Hashem, so he doesn't need that. So he's like the person who doesn't have like the medicine because he's healthy, so he doesn't need it. So you don't have to worry about him. Ah, I didn't see any medicine in his house. He doesn't need the medicine. Ah, this guy, he doesn't have all these luxuries, but he doesn't need it. Because he's a Dorshe Hashem. It's a Dorshe Hashem. He doesn't need the Lexus. He doesn't need these things. He's living a life of histapkus. And so So mekayim mitzvah liyachzur chol tov, one from the perspective of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and one from his own perspective that he doesn't need those things. So therefore, Hashem will give him things. It won't necessarily make him rich, but it'll give him whatever he needs, and he'll be able to continue living that life.
That's a stroke of its time that he's just passing through.
Yeah.
Say. I think Balbus came, I think it was about Clement, wasn't it? It was about Clement.
Yeah.
Balbus came to his home and he saw that his home was...
The doctor, see it.
So he asked him, why do you have... I see your furniture is all broken down. And
mm-hmm.
Why do you... So he asked him, and what about you? I see you don't have any furniture at all. I don't see any furniture. He says, me, I'm just, why should I have furniture? I'm just passing by.
Right, so it's a question of how a person perspective and things. And if a person's perspective is a certain way, then he lives a whole different lifestyle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what a lifestyle you want to live, and he's Messiah, and that was you pick the route, and then he helps you go along. But if you pick the other route, then it's not simple. So I think this is a big yisod that this foreigner has. Lama Nigara, and the Arachayim HaKadosh has a similar thing here as well. So Mekayim Mitzvah Lo Yachzur Chol Tov. So we should all be zochah to be from these people that are Darshei Hashem, Mekayim Mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us good health. And the things in life that are meaningful to help us continue, and not the things in life that people think are meaningful, that just are distractions. And Bez Hashem, we should all be mamshich for many years to come.